This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of these airwaves right here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. As we are gearing up, packing up, getting the remote studio ready to roll out to Orlando, Florida, we're going to be going, Mark, you and I, and some other folks will be going to Coins in the Kingdom. I'm very excited about that. We'll tell you more about it coming up here in a little bit. But that doesn't mean the live show stop. Daryl and Ellen will be here live tomorrow night, and then we will pick things up from Saturday night and Sunday night from live from Orlando. So Free Talk Live continues to be live every single night. And you can continue to call in and bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-453. Coming up, it's happened. Magnets have been banned in the United States.
And magnets.
This is not a joke. Magnets have been banned. A certain type of magnets, the kind that you play with, the fun magnet. Kind.
Rare earth metal magnetic spheres.
Yeah, we'll tell you more about it here. It's pretty ridiculous. And then also, Mark, you'll be sharing with us another outrageous story out of California, where apparently there will now be a gun restraining order that one can seek to place on someone that they're scared of. And so some shocking stuff coming up here on Free Talk Live. But first, to your calls and thoughts. Adam Kokesh calling in, speaking from California. Are you in L.A. tonight? Adam?
Yes, I am, Ian. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Yeah, well, welcome back to Free Talk Live. Of course, longtime listeners know that we have you on every now and then to kind of update.
To see what a new crazy thing you're doing.
Focus on what you're up to these days. You are fresh out of jail as of last year. You haven't, thankfully, you don't have to go back there anytime soon at all. Hopefully, yeah. You're on probation. But the probation isn't locking you down to one place, because a lot of times probation will do that, where you can't leave the state in which you have the probation. You're actually getting ready to go on a tour.
Yeah, I'm allowed to travel as long as it's for work. And I love what I do, and none of it's work, but certainly legally it all qualifies, because while I was in jail, I started writing the book Freedom that y'all know about, I'm very excited about, as the ultimate way to get someone to consider the message to grow the movement. And I'm not so much fresh out of jail, almost a year out now, but fresh out of court after the final entanglements have been cleared and all that's left is probation. So I will be checking in here in California as my home base. So we are going to be living out of a trailer for the next year, an RV trailer, in order to travel the country and get the message out there as much as possible. And I think this is a really important new emphasis for me, for my activism, of, you know, not trying to build an audience, not trying to get in the news and make headlines, not trying to, you know, do something flashy and get people's attention, but to see what actually works to get out and grow the movement and change the way people fundamentally think and look them in the eye and hand them a book or a sticker or something and talk to them and listen to them and ask them to consider what freedom means to them, and to really consider embracing it as so many of us have, as a moral code, if you will.
Now, there have been other tours in the past. Pete Nademo from copblock.org have gone on what was called the Liberty On Tour.
The big bus, man. It was beautiful.
Yeah, they did that a couple of times where they went on from, you know, place to place, and you know, they engaged in some activism, but the primary thrust of that was to kind of connect people within the Liberty movement with one another in different cities. You're going to be doing outreach to anybody, right? I mean, what do you have planned? What are some of the stops? I know you mentioned Sturgis to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited about that. But we've got events planned where we are going to be bringing people together as well, and I think it's important to any kind of doing events.
Uh-oh. Sounds like you might be on the road already. We're kind of losing your cell phone signal. I'm presuming you're on a cell phone, Adam.
I'm sorry, say it again?
We were kind of losing your cell phone, or I'm presuming you're on a cell phone signal. It was cutting out there as you had just sort of begun describing.
No, no, I apologize. Yes. So there's always opportunities to bring people together, and we tend to do that a lot when we have events. But more importantly, it really is about expanding the movement, growing out into other target audiences, and, you know, finding events like Bitcoin events, like where you're going to be in Florida, or like Sturgis at a bike rally, you know, or, you know, extreme sports events, things like that, where, you know, there's already a very strong ethos of freedom, but, you know, there is not a whole lot of, you know, broader consideration of what it really means. And right now, we're way behind as a movement. You know, how many people really, really understand what freedom means the way that you and I would describe it? It's a very small part of the population mm-hmm. that even cares enough to think about it in those terms. And we have to ask people to think. We have to get out and do that. And so we're going to be doing campfire events, the American Campfire Freedom Tour. We're going to be doing tabling at a lot of other events. We're going to be doing retail outreach where we're going to be putting copies of the book into stores for free where people can go get them. We're going to be doing all sorts of stuff like that where we're not just bringing people together as we normally would on a tour like this, but we're asking people to join us in doing outreach. And right now we're raising money on Indiegogo to fund this, and it's the American Campfire Freedom Tour there. And the idea is to have as many books as possible that we can give to other people to hand out with us and go out and walk around and talk to people and show us around town. And a lot of people are asking, how can we guarantee that our city is going to be on tour? And it's there's a couple ways right now through the Indiegogo campaign for you can arrange for me to come and do an event, or for $100, I will come and personally deliver a signed copy of the book and a T-shirt to your door.
That's pretty awesome.
We want to do as many of those as possible. So if anybody wants to meet me, say hi, get a picture, can't come out to events, anything like that, or you're in a remote area, we want to come to you. That's how much I care about getting people to read this book and get enthusiastic about it, is that I'm willing to go out, and if we sell 1,000 of these, this is what I'll be doing for most of the next year. But I'll go out and personally deliver as many copies of the book as it takes.
It's incredible. I have to say, I mean, the level of dedication there is pretty impressive, Adam. So when is this kicking off? When is the first, when are you heading out from L.A. for whatever the first stop is?
Well, right now I'm moving into the trailer. It's a very exciting process, getting it outfitted properly with the studio and everything like that. And then we are doing a little warm-up leg where we're doing Phoenix, and then Austin, and then Milwaukee and back, a big triangle. And it's partly to test out all the logistics. And during that time, we'll still be running the crowdfunder. It goes through the end of the month. So for people to jump on there on Indiegogo.com, the American Campfire Freedom Tour, I really appreciate that. And then in November, we'll be planning it, November, December, and then we'll officially kick off in January.
Okay. Now, so American Campfire Freedom Tour, what's the easiest way to get there? Can they go through your website, thefreedomline.com?
The easiest way is, we have a banner on our website at thefreedomline.com. That's the best way to get there.
Very cool. I'm excited about it, Adam. I think, you're a great activist. You put your money where your mouth is. And $100 to have Adam Kokesh show up with a T-shirt and a book at your, wherever location you want him to show up seems like a really good deal. Seems like you're going to be losing money on that.
A year on the road is dedication, too.
There are a couple small caveats to this. One is it has to be lower 48. I can't drive to Hawaii.
Okay,
and,
fair enough.
I can't drive to Alaska because I am not allowed to leave the country.
Right.
As part of my probation, and I'm not allowed in D.C. So anywhere in the lower 48. Yes. And you know what? We've got a really modest goal for this because we're going to be able to keep raising money throughout the tour, but just to kick it off and make sure that we have enough to make it through the year. We're trying to raise $30,000. We just started, and I'm floored that without any outreach really so far, we hit $3,000 right away. Very modest goal, but all the money right now is going into, printing books and being able to have this and spread the message, having the tools. And so 300 deliveries. If I can get 300 people to sign up for $100, we are set. And we calculated I could do up to 1,000 of those if we had to, but we've got a lot of room to go, and we really appreciate the help. And if anybody wants to pitch in, Indiegogo.com, American Campfire Freedom Tour. And I really appreciate the endorsement from you guys, from you, as you said, Ian. you know. It's
well, hoping to see you swing up through New England at some point during the tour. I mean, we'll get to see you in real life again. Thanks, Adam,
absolutely,
for calling in tonight. Appreciate it. TheFreedomLine.com, that's his website. And you said there's a banner there. Oh, there it is. Yep, help us take the message on the road right there, the Indiegogo. Thanks, Adam. Good luck, and keep in touch. We're coming up here in moments. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. I love Doers, and he's definitely one of them. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Are you living with pain? I was, after a nasty fall. I got relief with 1 hour pain relief. I'm Barry Yarkoni, president, and here's Lisa, a Marine who was injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, back, and knee pain, but I hated the dangers and side effects. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm off the drugs.
1 hour pain relief is the result of 15 years of research on an amazing extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
Whether your pain is from an injury or just aging, you get safe all-day relief in less than 1 hour.
Get a free one-week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-900-1221 right now, or visit onehourpainrelief.com. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-900-1221 or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-900-1221 or onehourpainrelief.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Lauren, Objectivist Girl.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and do get interactive there. You can create the content right there on the front page of the website. Just submit whatever you'd like. And then other listeners can vote it up or vote it down if they like or dislike. Something else you can do on our website or through our website, coffee.freetalklive.com, is get yourself a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. It is shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Now, BuzzBox does something that's pretty special with Free Talk Live in partnership with us. That is, not only do they provide great coffee to you delivered to your door, you can order however much you want, deliver it as often as you please. That's pretty cool. But also, for every 10 people that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com, we can fund a microloan through Kiva, which can help people in tough parts of the world to live in to make a better life for themselves, you know, improve their business, upgrade something that they need.
We've helped lots of people up to this point. We'd like to help more.
That's awesome.
So every 10 listeners that goes to coffee.freetalklive.com funds a new microloan, and every time that microloan gets paid off, we'll refund another one, or we'll fund out, I guess, another one to somebody else. So you can help people around the world, and you get great coffee delivered directly to you. You get a free pound by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. You just pay the shipping cost, and you can cancel your subscription at any time. Again, that's coffee.freetalklive.com. Magnets are now illegal. The press release coming from our friend Shihan Q over at Zen Magnets. We had Shihan on the program in the past. We were at one of the Bitcoin conferences, and that's where we met him. He was actually walking around with a sign on his back inviting people to pay Bitcoin and purchase magnet sets. You may have seen these little magnetic spheres. They're very, very small, you know, much smaller than even your pinky nail. Very small, like maybe a quarter or size.
Like a BB.
Yeah, like just about the size of a BB. But,
just about the size.
But very magnetic, and they are fun. You can, you know, put them together and make sculptures, and it's a great little kind of a desk toy. Not for kids, but it's a desk toy. And the reason why they're not for kids, it's like an adult kind of toy. They're not for kids because if a small child swallows two of these magnets, one and then a little bit later swallows another, there's a chance they might pinch their intestines together.
Ugh.
So, you know, you want to make sure a baby doesn't get their hands on this. And Zen Magnets have...
Now, a lot more people die every year. A lot more children die every year from balloons.
It's true.
And no one has proposed to ban balloons.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
I mean, can't they just put a little warning label on
it? Yeah, they put a big warning label on it.
Yeah, I mean...
On every side of the package, I think, and then there's even a warning, you know, inside the package as well.
I'm not a fan of warning labels. I think things like coffee, like contents of this container are hot. Like, duh, you just got coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, you know, people that wear this suit cannot fly on those Superman costumes. I mean, that's an obvious.
But apparently,
like,
some people don't know.
Ban things. Like, that's just
rude
to the rest of us.
What's happening here is the federal government has decided that warnings aren't enough, that people are too ignorant, too stupid to be able to figure out warning labels on magnets, and that they just need to be prohibited in the first place. And this is in the supposed land of the free. Here's a press release from Zen Magnets via press wires. The CPSC commissioners voted about a week ago to approve the final rule on the safety standard for magnet sets, which bans small, high-powered magnets like Buckyballs and Zen Magnets. The meeting was broadcast live from CPSC headquarters in Bethesda at 10 a.m. Four of the commissioners voted to approve it. One commissioner declined to vote, noting it was inappropriate to proceed with rulemaking prior to hearing the active recall litigation against Zen Magnets. The CPSC's concern is that magnets are an ingestion hazard towards children and may stick in the intestines if multiple magnets are swallowed, requiring surgery to remove. Zen Magnets, the last remaining U.S. commercial magnet sphere company, the reason why they're the last remaining is because there were several of these companies and they all basically called it quits over the years as the CPSC started to put the pressure down on these folks. Zen Magnets is the only company that bothered to continue to fight on to keep their business. And they are vowing to appeal the rule. The criticisms cited are insufficient consideration of public comments, inaccurate cost-benefit analysis, and disingenuous injury analysis. Along with a direct apology to the owner of Zen Magnets, Commissioner Kay read from the letter that he received, quote, "It was in a moment of awe and lucidity that I decided to start Zen Magnets. These magnet spheres are a window to a universe of curiosity and inspiration, utterly unlike any other product before it. To me, an adventure into geometry, photography, physical forces, and, most importantly, my own mind. As an adult, they still bring me the childhood wonder that I once had for much of the world around me. These magnets function exactly like they should. That they require more care and use than many other products doesn't mean magnets should be feared, but that they should be respected."
Wow. Yeah, you really feel bad for this guy. I mean, like, he's obviously...
He's decimated. He's been decimated by this.
He's obviously a really good guy that really wanted to create a product to make people happy. And, you know, welcome to the new world order. I mean, they're just banning things. Whatever happened to parents being responsible for their kids?
I don't know. It must have gone away a long time ago, because you have to wonder, is this the tip of the iceberg? What sort of product that all of us could use safely and know not to put in our mouths, etc.
They're children. Of course they're going to put everything in their mouths. Why are you giving them things that they could put in their mouths and choke on?
But this is conservatism. It's not worrying about children. Because the fact is, if you're worried about children, you'd ban balloons and a variety of other things that harm children.
Everything.
Sure. Right. So what this is, we can't have new things that people may harm themselves with.
Let's ban swimming pools while we're at it, too.
Yeah.
A lot of children die.
Swimming pools, hot dogs, hot tubs.
But these are old. Those are old things, right?
Bends.
This is a new thing. We can't have new things. Innovations that may cause harm are bad.
The CPSC has argued, says a press release, that no warnings could be devised that would be appropriate, since, like balloons, the magnets are too small for individual warnings. Approximately 88% of
Okay, so yeah. The government agency that's in charge of putting warnings on products says this product is simply too dangerous for warnings.
That's right.
That's what they're saying. This is complete hogwash.
No,
it makes no sense.
You know what they're really saying? You're too stupid to use this product yourself.
They certainly are saying that.
That's what they're saying. They're calling you stupid. Are you going to stand here and put up with it? Because I'm not.
Apparently,
I'm not going to put up with it.
88% of U.S. consumers believe it's inappropriate to ban magnet spheres to all ages, according to public policy polling and Google consumer surveys. The rule will become active in 180 days. Zen Magnets is required to appeal within the next 60 days in a district court and has stated its intention to do so in a spontaneous blog post. Until then, it continues to sell high-powered magnets at zenmagnets.com and neoballs.com. And in fact, in his longer missive, Shahan, the founder of Zen Magnets, points out that they're not really going to be able to completely stop magnet balls, because you can order them from Chinese companies and just have them shipped into the United States, and it's very unlikely that customs is going to be able to stop all of them from coming in. It's probably not going to be a priority to go after magnet balls coming into the United States. But it's easy for the CPSC to crack down on local retailers and stores and office supplies, you know, wherever you would buy these things. So that's what they're doing. More coming up. You share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Your thoughts on the banning of magnet spheres. You can no longer sell magnet spheres in the United States, according to the CPSC, the supposed Consumer Product Safety Committee. They don't believe that there's any warning that could keep people safe enough from these dastardly spheres. Our toll-free number, 855-453. Also, Skype in at username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request in first, and then we'll approve that, and it'll be easy to get in touch with us via Skype and share your thoughts about anything. Now, ExpressCoin is the way to go to get cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, and Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, so they've got their T's crossed and their I's dotted. It's safe to do business with ExpressCoin. I've done it. Mark's done it. You can do it, too. Go to ExpressCoin.com, and you can actually even make a deposit at a local credit union with cash. You can send a money order, check, wire transfer. It's very easy. By the way, that local credit union does have to have shared banking. And very simple. You can just go and get started with your account over at ExpressCoin.com. The setup's easy, and you can do it from the United States or Canada, plus even your smartphone. Get their app over at ExpressCoin.com. So you've been thinking about getting Bitcoin. This is the option for you. Now, Mark, is the discount code still active with ExpressCoin?
Yes. Use coupon code FTL.
Yes. That's what I would recommend you do, because if you use coupon code FTL, you'll get up to $40 worth of Bitcoin for no transfer fee. You know, normally when you buy, you know, when you exchange one currency for another, there's a fee involved in that. But ExpressCoin's going to waive that fee if you use code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. So go and get it done. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. We go to Dave. He's in Vegas on the Amp Lines. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Since you're, you know, talking about banning things to protect the kids, there was an article, I believe yesterday or the day before, that Eric Holder, the Attorney General, was actually on his way out, spoke at some global conference against child sex abuse or something. And the technology that I guess Apple and a few other companies are coming out with that would, I don't know, that would actually stop the police from getting your data. That's what they're saying. But he had come out and said, well, you know, the police need to get this data because if not, people are going to be able to exploit your kids. And, you know, that law enforcement, you know, needs this to protect the children.
How exactly is it that police being able to access people's cell phone information is going to stop child exploitation? I don't understand that. I mean, I don't know if you know the answer. I'm not expecting you to know. Sort of asking the universe.
It's not. It's just, to me, obviously, it's just, you know, where they come out and they'll talk about terrorists or drug dealers they need to catch. And it's just another thing that they're using to scare people, saying, oh, you know, if you don't give us access to everything and give up your privacy, you know, all these child molesters will be walking around. And I think it has to do with what he tried to say is, you know, the images that people share of underage kids or something, they won't be able to access those. And it's just, I mean, the whole thing is just ridiculous. I mean, obviously, again, it's, you know, propaganda to try to scare people.
You know, while we're banning things that are not child-friendly, why don't we get rid of porn, strip clubs, tobacco, alcohol, driving, everything else? Because, you know, it's just not child-friendly, so none of us can do it.
Child exploitation is a great excuse. I mean, you got to hand it to Eric Holder in this case, because that's the best excuse.
It's the one that you can really trot out there. You can't have any privacy online, because if any privacy is allowed online, the child pornographers will use it to purvey child pornography, so we must be able to see into everything you do. That's what the argument is, and it's strong, right? Like, nobody wants to see children, victims of you know, this kind of abuse. Nobody wants to see that.
Right. Nobody wants to take the side of the child abusers in the United States. However,
the evidence is the NSA has nothing to do with catching child abusers.
Well, and also, look, the fact is privacy is important, and if you let the camel's nose under the tent, then you are done at that point. If there's no if there is no privacy, then that's a terrible destruction of our freedoms. And to allow the government to have full access to everything that you do online is a bad idea. Now, you may be saying to yourself, well, I have nothing to hide, so who cares? What would you say to that?
I would say that you still have a right to your privacy and you should want it because, well, what if, I mean, it's not about having something to hide. It's about the fact that it's your business. It's like if your mother comes in and reads your journal, even if there's nothing incriminating in there, it's still like, wouldn't you feel just completely like you can't trust that woman anymore?
Also, I think that people do have things to hide. So many things are criminalized in this country, you never know what it is.
That's just it. You may not realize what you have to hide.
With the government deciding who gets health care and who doesn't and how that is distributed and that sort of thing, you're not going to necessarily want all your health information up on the internet or whatever. I mean, there's just a whole variety of reasons why you would want some privacy in your life. And
I was actually talking to a friend of mine's daughters, and they were in high school. And, you know, I asked them that, and, of course, they say the same thing. Well, we have nothing to hide anyway. So I said, well, give me your phone and let me look through your text. Can't do that. I'm like, well, what's the difference? You know, and then it's like, we can't do anything about it anyway. But just real quick, here's a quote from James Comey, the director of the FBI, that's really disturbing. He says, I'm a huge believer in the rule of law, but I also believe that no one in the country is beyond the law. What concerns me about this is companies marketing something expressly to allow people to place themselves beyond the law. you know, saying that it's just the whole concept is ridiculous. You know, because you want privacy, you know, you're actually developing something for people to break the law.
Thanks for your call tonight, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you. I appreciate you bringing that to the forefront.
Privacy is the enemy of the state. I mean, it's just it's the enemy of the state.
Yeah, they'll do anything to get rid of our privacy.
Well, look at the protests, for instance, in Hong Kong or the you know the ones in Egypt in the past, whatever protests we're talking about, these movements to kind of unseat political people in power. The police really want to know where those protesters are. They really want to know what they're up to. They want to know how they're organizing. They want access to all their private information. And there are different methods of encrypting your texts, for instance.
I'd be interested in finding out how many protests have ever gone on without helicopters flying over them.
Well, I imagine the ones that happened before helicopters existed.
Well, yeah, I mean, other than that, though. But, I mean, it's a great way to get an aerial view of where everybody is. I mean, do you
still, really there's think- limited information that you can gain from a helicopter. If you can have access to all of those protesters' text information, then that could be a game changer.
That
right?
would be definitely a game changer.
And we've also seen that the government has moved towards being able to try to shut down cell phone networks to try to prevent people from doing any sort of texting with one another. So they're very interested in getting in the way of these movements that are pushing for change. You know, whatever their movement is, in Hong Kong, for instance, it's, you know, we want democracy, we want this this elected person to be gone, etc., things like that. Whether or not we agree with the movement and what they're doing, they should be able to get out there and communicate with one another and not have some government goon squad monitoring their every single word. And that's valuable to have privacy in those circumstances. The government guys have privacy. You better believe they're using, you know, military-grade encryption when they're talking with one another. How come we shouldn't be able to do the same thing?
Right.
Well, I mean, if you don't have the ability to, like, the government loves to go after protesters. They're going to paint them as terrorists every single time when they get effective. And if you don't have the ability to protest, you don't have the ability to change your government in any way, shape, or form. This country and many of them are founded on the idea that there's a, you know, participatory democracy or whatever the idea is. Not that I'm for it or anything like that. I'm just saying that it undermines the very foundation of the philosophy of this country.
Yeah, and I mean, our country was founded by what would be perceived as domestic terrorists.
Yep,
I mean, so, you know, get on board with the rest of us, right?
So how do you feel about the idea of having no privacy? Because child molesters, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
When Karl Marx failed because the workers of the world did not unite, that was the end of communism? Not a chance. It went underground and attacked the culture, movies, the school system, the family unit, and Christian values. Cultural Marxism, featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, G. Edward Griffin, and Ted Baer, explains what happened. Get the DVD at moviepubs.net, worldnetdaily.com, or newswithviews.com.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. We've got all kinds of stuff on our website. You can enjoy it at freetalklive.com. Well, there's other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free. So, again, that's freetalklive.com. And we've got Skype. Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. So we were talking about the ban on magnets. You can comment on that. Also, the reason to invade your privacy, according to former Attorney General Eric Holder, is that, well, there's child molesters and abusers out there, and, well, the government's got to be able to get into your phone just to make sure that you're not one of them. And that's why they need to have total access, backdoor access to all folks' cell phones. And I say, you know what? No excuse is appropriate to crack into your privacy. You should have privacy. Now, the fact is you've got to take steps to have privacy, and that's where ProXPN comes in handy. That's one of many things that you should implement to increase your privacy, because you just can't count on Google and Apple. I understand that they're saying they're implementing this great security measure of encryption, but I don't really trust those folks. You can go to proxpn.com and download the app for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, as well as Linux. Now, well, Linux is a little bit of a different setup, but it's actually pretty easy to get that working with ProXPN. You get that started, you get it installed and connected, and you'll be encrypted, which means your internet service provider will not be able to spy on you. They won't be able to collect information about the websites that you visit or the search terms that you enter, which they're probably doing right now. In fact, they may be keeping that information that they're collecting up to 5 years. And, of course, if the government wants to access that information, most of the ISPs will just happily turn it over. So you can stop that from happening by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Use our promo codes to get some sweet discounts on privacy that's priceless. The promo codes are FTL50, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, and the number 50. That'll save you 50% off of the annual account. And that is good for the lifetime of your account, by the way. There's also FTL BTC, which allows you to pay with Bitcoin, and you'll save 62% off the price of the annual account if you pay with Bitcoin at proxpn.com/FTL. Now, when you upgrade to the premium account, you get some bonuses like unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. So those codes are FTL50 and FTLBTC at proxpn.com/FTL. They mentioned torrents in there.
Yeah.
Millions of people engage in what's called file sharing. Now, torrenting is generally considered, you know, file sharing. It's one of many different types of file sharing. But to be able to privately torrent is a good thing because it essentially obscures your IP address from everybody else that's receiving the torrent, which will hopefully stop you from being targeted by people that want to prevent you from doing torrenting. Now, a lot of people...
Or put you in a cage.
It doesn't happen very often that people go to a cage for torrenting, but there have been some court cases. There have been some court cases where, at the very least, people have been fined thousands of dollars for torrenting. And in some cases, some people have been fined thousands of dollars who never actually did it. Like, I think there was a case of, like, a grandmother who was sharing some, her grandson was sharing some music files through his grandmother's internet connection. And because grandma's name is on the internet connection, she's the one who's legally liable for it. So, again, having some privacy protections can stop that sort of thing from happening. But these government guys are demanding to have full access to all of your information. Many people are sharing files on the internet without really even realizing that there is risk involved in that. I mean, it doesn't seem like a big deal to go and download some album from a band or the latest movie or whatever that has come out via the torrents, but that's technically, you know, a copyright violation.
Yeah, I mean, and I will do whatever it takes to try and keep the gangs from showing up at my door, you know?
Share your thoughts with us here, toll-free tonight at 855-450-FREE. So my point being that you may not realize that what you're doing is something you could get in trouble for.
It happens.
Yeah,
it really does.
Sharing files is so ubiquitous online that I don't think many people think about it. Yeah, sure, you put in a DVD and you'll get that message. Sometimes you rent a movie and it's like, piracy is illegal! And they're trying to remind you of this, but most people don't really care about that.
No.
Also, until the courts come in with, you know, an indictment.
We've read a few stories about parents getting in trouble for taking kids taking pictures of kids in, like, the bathtub and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And, this used to happen back when people would bring film to get developed.
Yep, and these the developers would snitch on them.
Yeah, and these stories have pretty much gone away with developing film. In the last 5 years or so, this isn't done nearly as often. And now it makes me wonder, you know, what happens to you? And when the government goes, you know, the overzealous government worker decides to go through all your stuff and find some pictures of your kid in the bathtub.
Wait a minute. I didn't know about this. So
absolutely,
they get parents in trouble for taking kids pictures of their kids in the bathtub. Oh, my God. Do you know how many pictures my parents have of either me in
don't
a bathtub
tell anyone.
Or in,
the,
like,
the cops may be going after your parents now.
The thing is that every
that
home
tight.
In America has them.
We're not that tight. But seriously, like, that's so silly. Like, these are memories that parents are trying to, like, store.
There was another one where, they took, there were some photographs of a child breastfeeding. Now Facebook is letting that happen.
That's pornography. Actually, did you know
public
Facebook?
Exposure.
Did you know Facebook just took off its ban on breastfeeding?
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, so you can put breastfeeding pictures up.
Well, finally. I bet
Christopher
you can't put
Chase
a picture.
Rachels is, and his wife are, like, big advocates for getting rid of this being seen as pornography.
Well, that's nice to know, but I imagine Facebook will still ban you if you put a picture of just breasts on Facebook.
Well, that would actually just happen.
It's your body, but we have to protect it for you.
This this guy that runs this natural parenting thing, Justin Everett Stout, we've talked about him on the show before, he got banned for 30 days for his site having something that somebody decided was pornographic on it. Rather, I mean, this is a site about natural motherhood. So
it is.
Yeah.
I mean, Christopher Chase Rachels, who does the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, has been working on this for years, him and his wife. And it's just disturbing how much the government – I mean, the fact that they're finding your pictures and, like, that's creepy in the first place.
And well, somebody reports them. It's not, Facebook doesn't go around looking usually for naked pictures or topless pictures, but there's usually some prude who will click the report button.
Yeah, sometimes, but, you know, every once in a while. So the point is that this is completely natural. This is, I mean, something that's beautiful. Life is beautiful, and part of life.
It's a shame that more people don't have your perspective, Lauren, because you know, whether it's breastfeeding or just being topless, there's a huge disconnect between men can be topless. That's not a problem. But women, for some reason, that's pornographic. What's the difference exactly?
Actually, there's a great graphic somewhere online. I should look for it. You can put it up on the site that shows like the similarities between the male chest and the female chest. And it's like there's this little bit of difference and suddenly it's a huge deal.
All societal. That's all it is.
It's very upsetting. I see even my generation headed in a direction where they don't, you know, appreciate the beauty that is life and the body and all of these other things.
Even your generation?
Yeah, even my generation. You know, I would think
the younger people would be more open to the idea of topless equality.
They're getting better because a lot of them are lean. My generation seems to be leaning against religion, which is good. But, like, ultimately, yeah, I mean, I meet a lot of prudish people in my generation.
Wow, I'm shocked
it's
by that.
Very weird.
I have to agree. To some extent, there was an outreach that we were doing at the local college during a local campaign here, and James Cleveland, who was doing the campaigning, he was the candidate, was sort of marketing himself as like the party candidate, like legalize pot, legalize underage, you know, alcohol possession, or lower the drinking age, that kind of thing. And I was actually shocked at how many people were turning up their nose, how many people of your age in their early 20s, late teens were turning up their nose. It wasn't the majority, but it was a fair amount of people who seemed like straight edge and kind of stuck up about these
things. It's funny because I don't think I've ever met anybody that wasn't drinking before they were 21.
Yeah.
And we turn 21 and then we forget about that feeling that we felt and that logic we came to about, you know, I can serve in the military, but I can't have a beer. And we forget about...
How do you forget about that? I don't understand
because
that.
Now you can do it, so now it's not a problem. It's like that argument about socialism. First they come for, you know, the homosexuals, then they come
for the
Jews.
You're right,
then,
but some of the responses I got from people when I was talking about, oh, well, he supports lowering the drinking age, some of the responses were, oh, well, I'm 21, so I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
There's more coming up here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You take control of the airwaves. Secession and a false Ebola scare. It's all on the way. Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time, get a free pound to try out the subscription, cancel anytime, coffee.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.